local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the rain's not over yet. Dr. Bill has an update in your forecast coming up in just a second. Plus, Tuberville 2020. More Montgomery news on the way right after this.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic's at a northbound 65 between Dolphin and Spring Hill. Right shoulder still blocked off with they're waiting for the wreckers of an earlier accident. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort to Malbus, a good ride, no delays. Milton, the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street. And downtown Mobile's having a summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Find out more at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 for the Monday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with our headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A shakeup at the White House as Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen tweets the following. This afternoon, I submitted my resignation to Ad POTUS and thanked him for the opportunity to serve in his administration. In a separate tweet, she goes on to say, it's been an honor of a lifetime to serve with the brave men and women of @DHS.gov. I could not be prouder of and more humbled by their service, dedication, and commitment to keep our country safe from all threats and hazards. In a separate tweet, she goes on to say, I have agreed to stay on as secretary through Wednesday, April 10th, to assist with an orderly transition and ensure that key DHS missions are not impacted. @RealDonaldTrump, that Twitter handle, tweeted 1 hour later, I am pleased to announce that Kevin McAleenan, the current U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, will become acting secretary for @DHS.gov. I have confidence that Kevin will do a great job. Closer to home, a Foley man under arrest on drug charges is now charged with making terroristic threats toward police officers. According to the Foley Police Department, that man threatened to kill, quote, everybody. Saturday, police were conducting a narcotics investigation, and Stephen Duckworth, who had an arrest warrant out for his arrest, and authorities, well, they tried to approach him at his home, but he fought back. Once under arrest, police found, quote, a trafficking amount of spice plus drug paraphernalia. Duckworth is also charged with distribution of a controlled substance, drug trafficking, and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to jail records, he's right now being held without bond in Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 709 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. On the way, more of that nail-biter, edge-of-the-couch Auburn-Virginia game from Saturday. You and I were just talking about Bruce Pearl off the air a second ago. I'm going to say my side note on Bruce Pearl, not anything that is to do with basketball, but he is waging, he is, what he's doing is he's forging a way through for those of us that sweat in this world. And all the arrows he's catching, he's a prophet in his own time. Nobody is listening to him. His prophecy, of course, is in sweat. But the fact is, I mean, you're in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
You're in a suit and tie. You're in an enclosed arena. You're obviously very focused on what you're doing, and you're sweating.
Yeah, lots of screaming.
He's making it okay to sweat, I think. And thank you, Bruce Pearl, because when you live somewhere south of the Mason-Dixon line, when I hear that somebody's having, when I'm in a wedding or something where we're wearing, you know, suits, and it's July, is not going to be good. I'm sorry. It's not going to be good.
No, he's taking one for all the men out there that sweat a lot. And yes. Let's get this guy an endorsement deal. Let's get Mitchum, Old Spice, Arm & Hammer. Come on, let's get something going here for Bruce Pearl.
That would be awesome if he'd say, like, before and after. Here I am before, show him, then, like, here I am after. He just drives the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, I will always pick a coach who sweats over a coach who doesn't look sweaty at all during the game. Because you know they have the passion.
That's right. So thank you, Bruce Pearl, for making it okay to sweat. Hey, and speaking of Auburn coaches or former Auburn coach, in Montgomery news, former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville has now thrown his name in to run for the Senate seat 2020, the one that's occupied now by Doug Jones. And it is... remember, Tuberville was exploring his gubernatorial run before, and now he's saying he's in for Senate 2020. This on the heels of Matt Gaetz out of Florida, who said last week he was exploring the idea of moving across state lines and a carpet bagging his way into Alabama to run for 2020. Now he's saying no.
Right.
Now he's saying he's not going to do it. But Tuberville has announced he is running for Senate 2020. We'll talk more about that as you look at the field as it's laid out now. Would Tuberville be your vote? Would you vote for Tubbs for Senate 2020?
It's interesting. I hope he knows the long road that he has ahead of him, because this is obviously unlike any college football season ever to run a campaign and try to win a Senate seat. I mean, one of 50 seats in the entire nation. But seems like he's done his homework over the last five years.
We'll see how that works out. And then another thing to be watching for in Montgomery this week, and we will talk to Representative Chip Brown about this later on the week. I think we're scheduled Wednesday on Midday Mobile. Chip Brown has brought a bill. I don't even know the number of it. It's a termite bill. It's a bill to be entitled an act. It says here, synopsis of the bill. Current law regulating structural pest control work does not require a provider of termite eradication and control work to issue advance notice before increasing the price of a consumer's termite protection contract or before discontinuing the consumer's termite protection contract. This bill would require any company engaged in termite eradication and control work to give notice to the consumer at least 180 days before increasing the price of that consumer's termite protection contract or before discontinuing the consumer's protection contract. Now, this is on the heels, of course, of Terminix issuing such huge hikes in people's termite bonds on their homes. And here's a law to address that, an act to address that. We'll post up the information on this. You can read through it. Plus, Representative Chip Brown will be a guest with us on Midday Mobile on Wednesday. So that's just a couple of stories coming out of Montgomery. We'll talk more about those coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll check in with News 5 next. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should, too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A News 5 update to a little girl hit by a car while riding her skateboard. 4-year-old Emily Evans is out of pediatric intensive care and continues to recover at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. It's been almost a week since she suffered a broken arm and injuries to her lung and liver. Justin Evans, her father, was at home working while his kids went to play at the playground at the apartment complex. Emily was playing on her skateboard when she was hit by a car. The driver didn't see her playing in the street. A woman who was wanted in a drunk driving crash in Ohio that killed another woman has been arrested in Santa Rosa County, Florida. Heather Tapia is in the Santa Rosa County Jail on a charge of being an out-of-state fugitive. That crash happened in Columbus, Ohio, 6 months ago. Tapia had 8 prior drunk driving convictions and had been out of prison for just a few months. A new hemp dispensary is raising eyebrows in Alberta. Seedless Green sells hemp products and had a soft opening during the Alberta Sausage Festival last weekend. Their sign with a large marijuana leaf caused a stir. They decided to take it down. The owners will speak at Tuesday's city council meeting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, But for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new CAT machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn's magical season ends in a heartbreak. The Bay Bears begin their final season in Mobile, and Kyle Busch beats his brother at Bristol. 716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers came so close to advancing to their first ever national championship game, but they fell to the Virginia Cavaliers on Saturday night, 63-62 in the Final Four. The Tigers led 31-28 at halftime without much help from their two top scorers, Jared Harper and Bryce Brown. But Harper and Brown turned it around in the second half, and the Tigers held a 62-60 lead with 7 seconds to play. Virginia's Ty Jerome dribbled up the court and lost the ball off his foot before picking it up and being fouled by Brown. After the game, it was determined that Jerome should have been called for a double dribble, but the referees missed that call. That would be overshadowed just seconds later as UVA inbounded the ball with 1.5 seconds left, down 2 points, and Kyle Guy took a potential game-winning shot from the corner.
It's Guy from the corner, for the win! Hold on! Hold on, did I hear a whistle?
Wow.
We got a foul call!
Guy would go on to drain all three of his free throws, sending Auburn home and UVA to the national championship game. Auburn's Samir Dowdy did bump Guy with his hip as he was attempting the shot, but the question most fans had after the game was why make that call when the referees had been letting foul calls go all game. Here's Bruce Pearl after the loss.
Let's not remember this game because of just how it ended. Let's remember two teams that played really hard, that only had 13 turnovers combined, and it was a great college basketball game.
Regardless of the in-game controversy, the Auburn Tigers' greatest season in program history has now come to an end with a record of 30 wins and 10 losses and the first Final Four berth in school history. Tonight in the national championship, Virginia faces number 3 seed Texas Tech after the Red Raiders defeated number 2 seed Michigan State 61-51 on Saturday. The game is set to tip off at 8:20 p.m., just perfect for those families and kids that need to get up early tomorrow morning.
For the kids,
it's all for the kids. Virginia favored by 1.5 points. The women's NCAA champion was decided last night with Baylor defeating Notre Dame 82-81 in a nail-biter. Baylor led by 17 in a dominant first half, but they let that lead slip away to Notre Dame in the final 20 minutes before the Lady Bears held on to win. Baylor finishes as champions with a 37-1 record, their first national title in 7 years, and third in program history. In college baseball over the weekend, the South Alabama Jaguars went 1-2 in a 3-game series against number 19-ranked Coastal Carolina. The Jags fell 4-9 in the first game of a Saturday doubleheader, but won the second game of the day 8-4 before falling in Sunday's series finale 14-5. This Wednesday, another tough game for the Jags. They travel to Starkville to play number 5-ranked Mississippi State. The Jags softball team was swept by Coastal Carolina over the weekend, dropping their record this season to 12-24. They'll try to snap a 5-game losing streak this Wednesday when Troy comes to town. The Mobile Bay Bears began their final season in Mobile with a doubleheader against Pensacola on Friday after Thursday's game was delayed for weather. The Bay Bears lost both games Friday and another on Saturday before picking up their first win of the season yesterday 2-1 in extra innings. The Bay Bears and Blue Wahoos wrap up the 5-game series tonight at the Hank. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway for his third win of the season. Kyle edged out his brother Kurt Busch, who finished in second place, followed by Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, and Denny Hamlin. In golf, in the final tournament before the Masters this week at Augusta, Corey Connors won the Valero Texas Open with a score of 20 under par for the tournament, 2 shots ahead of second place Charlie Hoffman, who was the first PGA Tour victory of Connors' career. 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip.
If you drive an electric car, then you've probably heard about the credit you may qualify for from the U.S. government. Owners of cars including the Chevrolet Bolt, the Tesla Model X, and the Nissan Leaf may have been eligible for up to a $7,500 federal tax credit. Remember, you only get the credit for the year you bought your car, and there's a phase-out in place that takes effect after manufacturers sell a certain number of cars. Tesla and GM have hit that threshold. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway to the 1065 split. Still got one northbound 65. They're moving in between Dolphin and Airport. It's going to be off to the right median, so just watch for it. You'll see the officers there. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888 Metode and see them at PitsitSunsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5. Heads up here, win them before you can buy them for Jim Gaffigan. Funny guy. Quality Time Tour. Come to the Wharf Amphitheater Saturday, May 11th. And tickets on sale now. You get a chance to win tickets with us coming up this morning right here at FM Talk 106.5. 724, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. He was once running for a high-profile job, but last week found himself behind bars. 32-year-old Elliot Owen Lipinski, a former GOP candidate running for state auditor, was arrested on charges of computer tampering during his 2018 campaign. On Friday, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announced that Lipinski was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on Wednesday. He has since been released. Marshall says Lipinski was formerly a deputy district attorney for the 4th Judicial Circuit, assigned to Wilcox County, and was a candidate for the Republican nomination when he tried to illegally access records of his opponents in the primary. He is charged with multiple counts of computer tampering for improperly using Alabama's law enforcement tactical system. That's a computer system operated by the state, and one count of attempted computer tampering. All three charges are felony crimes. Computer tampering is a Class B felony punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison. Attempted computer tampering is a Class C felony punishable by 1 year and 1 day to 10 years in prison. This week is National Crime Victims' Rights Week, and Lifeline's Counseling Services is inviting you to commemorate the week. The goal is to bring awareness to crime and crime prevention. The theme is honoring our past, creating hope for the future. It celebrates the progress made by those before us as we look to a future of crime victim services that is even more inclusive, accessible, and trauma-informed. That's what Lifeline's Counseling is inviting you to learn more about. And then on Thursday of this week, there is the Remembrance Vigil and Resource Fair. That's April 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Mardi Gras Park. You're encouraged to join the Mobile County District Attorney's Office for the Resource Fair and Victims Remembrance Vigil. Victim services, providers, and community agencies will be available with resources. A vigil will also be held in honor of those who have lost their lives due to crime. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
726, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You see this as talk this morning about Kirsten Nielsen out at DHS. Saw a story kind of related with this. Motel 6, you know, we'll leave the light on for you.
Oh, yeah.
Motel 6 will pay $12 million after sharing guest information with ICE, according to officials. Motel 6 has agreed to pay $12 million to settle a lawsuit that accused several Washington state locations of sharing personal guest information with U.S. immigration officials. The budget motel operator illegally shared the personal information of about 80,000 customers for more than 2 years, resulting in a targeted ICE investigation into guests with Latino-sounding names, according to Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson. Office said operators at seven Washington state locations had voluntarily shared their guest list with ICE agents between February of 2015 and September of 2017 without requiring a warrant. The unlawful disclosures resulted in, quote, ICE's targeted investigation into guests with Latino-sounding names, end quote, and caused some to be separated from their families, according to the AG's office. One man was taken into custody at a Seattle location where he was staying for one to wrap Christmas presents for his four children. Quote, ICE agents approached him at the hotel's parking lot, detained him, and deported him some days later. His wife had to retrieve the presents and his other belongings from Motel 6 after his arrest. The Attorney General's office said the man was a sole provider for the household, and his wife is currently struggling to support their toddler and four other children. So that was just an interesting story on the federal side here, that you have a civil case, mm-hmm. essentially. I mean, you have a fine here against Motel 6, and I guess it's not it's civil in the case of that one family, and then also against ICE. So who pays the $12 million? Motel 6 does. Who gets the $1 million? I guess the federal government.
That's really weird. And, you know, regardless of where you stand politically, maybe you believe Motel 6 should have shared this information, but $12 million, not a big payout. I mean, you said 80,000
customers.
That's $150 per customer.
I'm glad there's somebody with some math skills around here. And speaking of money to the federal government, what about this, y'all? I put the story up on Twitter late last week. Federal government now looking to push the gas tax, the federal portion of the gas tax, up. The president supports it. What about you? Love to hear from you at 343-0106. That's our text line. We're open, waiting to talk to you. And of course, we'll turn up your voice and take that phone call so we can hear your voice coming up after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. All right, reminder too, podcast of this show and the other 40-some-odd hours a week of live local programming we do, all those shows, they're available right now over at fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital after a shooting. It happened Sunday morning on Lincoln Boulevard. The unidentified victim is 25 years old. The extent of his injuries haven't been released. The shooter still on the run this morning. Police continue to investigate a deadly bar shooting. It happened in Northwest Florida in Crestview about 2:30 Saturday morning at Cash's Lounge. Shots were fired, killing 39-year-old Fernell Thomas. Another man was grazed by a bullet. He was taken to North Okaloosa Medical Center for treatment. A Crestview police officer officer hired by the lounge to do security was on the scene when that shooting happened. He tried to chase down the suspect, but the man got away. Police are still looking for that suspect this morning. No charges are expected to be filed in connection with a weekend crash that left a teenager dead. It happened around 3 o'clock Saturday morning on Highway 31 in Loxley. Police say the 15-year-old boy was running from a parent when he tried to cross the highway and was hit. The teen was taken to University Hospital but died from his injuries. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi reacts to the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
It is deeply alarming that the Trump administration official who put children in cages is reportedly resigning because she is not extreme enough for the White House's liking.
Bob Costantini with a portion of the House Speaker's comments. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan will temporarily run the department. An American tourist kidnapped in Uganda last week is once again safe, having arrived at the U.S. Embassy.
Kimberly Sue Endicott, no longer in danger. She and her tour guide were abducted at gunpoint Tuesday in Uganda's Queen Elizabeth National Park. Wildlife conservationist Jeff Corwin says that part of the world can be very dangerous for outsiders.
This woman is remarkably lucky. Mm-hmm. I did not think it would end this way. This is not usually how this terminates.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Boeing's decision to cut production of its 737 aircraft is hitting its share price this morning, with shares off more than 3% in pre-market trading. Boeing said late Friday it planned to cut its monthly 737 aircraft production by nearly 20% after two deadly crashes, signaling it doesn't expect aviation authorities to allow the plane back in the air anytime soon. Boeing says production will be cut to 42 airplanes per month from 52 starting later this month without giving an end date. Facebook is in talks to develop an underwater cable that would encircle all of Africa, an effort aimed at driving down its bandwidth costs and making it easier for the social media giant to sign up more users. The Wall Street Journal says the three-stage project, named Simba after the Lion King character, could link up three beachheads in several countries on the continent's eastern, western, and Mediterranean coasts, though the exact route and number of landings hasn't been determined. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Not bad. We got the rain on the weekend, but it waited till the bulk of it waited till the end of the weekend.
Well, it sure did. Right around midnight, after a kind of a humid weekend, we get up to 82 on Saturday and 80 degrees yesterday. And almost that for this afternoon. We get up to 78 degrees. But we got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms today, especially this afternoon. Looks like another round of showers and thunderstorms will be developing. And the reason for that, there is a low-pressure system right now over Louisiana. It's going to track across Mississippi and Alabama today, so that's going to bring us some more rain. And we'll get breezy at times, south wind around 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now, with a few of those thunderstorms, there's the possibility that we could see some strong winds. So we could see a severe thunderstorm or two develop this afternoon. Tonight, most of that rain should move out, and there's a slight chance of a shower tonight with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, the wind will switch around to the northwest, and gradually some drier air will move in. There's still a chance of a few showers with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. We'll really notice the change tomorrow night. We'll cool into the mid-50s. And then on Wednesday, it'll be sunny, 82, but with lower humidity. So that should be nice. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny again, about 82 degrees. And then on Friday, the next weather system moves in. It'll be mostly cloudy with a few showers and a high in the upper 70s. And then over the weekend, right now, it looks like mostly cloudy for both days with a chance of a few showers, and highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. So the middle of the week, we got some really nice weather for Wednesday and Thursday with warm days and cool nights.
Now, I was looking at the rest of the country that's north of the jet stream line, and they're getting a chance of another severe weather outbreak and snow up there.
Yeah, snow still in the forecast. This is when it really gets tough up north to start to see snow when it gets into April. We're about ready for some warm weather. They have to wait a while.
That is for sure. And Dr. Bell, let's talk a little bit about two things. Number one, the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. It's been out, but if somebody has not picked up their copy yet, there's still some copies available.
Yeah, you still can get copies here in Mobile at West Marine. There are two locations, down at Dog River and also at I-65 and Airport Boulevard. Also, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on I-65. If you're over on the Eastern Shore, stop by at Old Time Garden Supply and also Billy Lankford Allstate. And they're both located in Fairhope, and also in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers. And remember, those almanacs are free. A lot of information, tide tables, and also hurricane information for the season that's not far away.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get into. People can look at that and know for the next month and a half here at FM Talk 106.5, we'll kind of delve into this hurricane season, what you expect, and kind of the trends, the bigger trends, right? I mean, there are certain weather events, La Nina, El Nino, lack thereof, that kind of give you a basic idea of what to expect.
You know, right now, it actually looks like we'll be slightly above normal for the number of storms, even though there is a bit of a El Nino, which tends to produce a smaller number of storms, but still some of the forecasters who work on that look for about 12 or 13 named storms, and the normal is around 11.
As you've taught us over time, though, it only takes one coming to your neighborhood to make it a very bad hurricane season.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Good point. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, also professor of tropical weather, and that's one of the many reasons he is our go-to guy and our exclusive on-air meteorologist here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet George Porter Jr. He and his band's colleague earned a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys recently. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
If the show is what's working, then George Porter Jr. is definitely working. George started playing bass in the 1960s with the New Orleans funk band The Meters. He's active today, working to still hone his voice, his music, and his band. Surprisingly, though, he doesn't consider himself a teacher. He simply brings 100% to every performance, and in so doing, he motivates everyone around him. He's famous and he's humble. He's confident and he's not arrogant. You'll learn, like I did, that he's a great guy. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, no new accidents in the roadway. Still there northbound 65 between Dolphin and Spring Hill. Right shoulder's blocked, just waiting for the wreckers. Been there for over an hour, not really affecting traffic. Still, we've got the school buses traveling. And again, if you're traveling westbound I-10 over the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore, traffic starting to build. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available. Model 8377. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. You said what, Instagram? I mean, not Instagram. We were just talking about
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Yeah.
Is going to go public.
Yeah, that's right.
So, here's the Pinterest thing. There's interesting things to see on Pinterest. I've looked at it over time for different design things and a bunch of like container gardening stuff. And now I'm kind of done right now with Pinterest, but it won't leave me alone. I get an email every 36 minutes telling me, oh, somebody's looking at the same pins you looked at. I don't care.
It's almost like LinkedIn. You know, you get many emails from LinkedIn, even if you're not signed into LinkedIn.
Yeah, now,
like if you've never signed up.
Wouldn't you like to link up with these? No, not right now. I'm not looking for a job.
Now and not ever. But yeah, a lot of women, they've got to love that Pinterest is going public. That seems like the only social media site that my wife is even on.
So this is, when's the IPO on this?
I guess they're saying they think it'll be worth about $9 billion, which is lower than their initial estimate of $12 billion.
So $9 billion for, and they, when do the shares go on sale? Do we know?
I'm not sure. It looks like today. I lost the tweet as we were talking about it, but they're looking to raise $1.5 billion, they said.
So they can bother more people.
That's right.
Look, more container gardening,
another email campaign.
Oh, good stuff. All right, 7:43, time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When it comes to our lawmakers, to gift or not to give, that is the question, as the state ethics laws are making headlines, as Alabama's ethics chief and attorney general are opposing legislation that would make significant changes to the state ethics law. If passed, lobbyists would be able to give limitless gifts to public officials. The bill by Senator Greg Albertrin would eliminate the current ban on public officials receiving gifts of monetary value and instead replace it with a requirement to report everything that is given. The bill also would limit which family members of public officials fall under ethics law restrictions, change enforcement mechanisms, and make violations of using a public office for personal gain, which is a misdemeanor if it involved amounts less than $6,000. Currently, there's a flat ban on lawmakers taking a, quote, thing of value from lobbyists and their employers, with exceptions for meals costing $25 or less, receptions, and other exclusions. The bill was introduced in the Alabama Senate and could next go before the Senate Judiciary Committee. If you've ever tried to find parking in downtown Mobile, you know it's hit or miss when it comes to finding a parking space. But it's really like that, really, in most downtowns across our nation. But the city of Mobile is trying to change that. On Friday, the city announced that there will be 4-hour meter options in addition to 2-hour meter options. And if you're a hospitality worker or you need off-street parking, there'll be more options for you as well. Parking is enforced 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The new meters accept coins, credit cards, and pay-by-phone technology through the Park Mobile parking app. If you're interested in putting more money on your meter, you can also do that via the app. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
The Mobile Amateur Radio Club invites you to the Mobile Ham Fest, Saturday, April 13th at the Abba Temple Shrine, 7701 Hit Road near Schillinger's. If you're a licensed ham, come out and enjoy the fellowship. Testing will be provided from 8 to 2 for that first license or to upgrade yours. Need a table? Call 251-635-2327. Find new and used equipment and accessories for sale, along with refreshments and prize drawings. Saturday, April 13th. 15th, Shriners Hall on Hit Road.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, a News 5 update. To a little girl hit by a car while riding her skateboard, 4-year-old Emily Evans is out of pediatric intensive care and continues to recover at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. It's been almost a week since she suffered a broken arm and injuries to her lung and liver. Justin Evans, her father, was at home working while his kids went to play at the playground at the apartment complex. Emily was playing on her skateboard when she was hit by a car. The driver didn't see her playing in the street. A woman who was wanted in a drunk driving crash in Ohio that killed another woman has been arrested in Santa Rosa County, Florida. Heather Tapia is in the Santa Rosa County Jail on a charge of being an out-of-state fugitive. That crash happened in Columbus, Ohio, 6 months ago. Tapia had 8 prior drunk driving convictions and had been out of prison for just a few months. A new hemp dispensary is raising eyebrows in Alberta. Seedless Green sells hemp products and had a soft opening during the Alberta Sausage Festival last weekend. Their sign with a large marijuana leaf caused a stir. They decided to take it down. The owners will speak at Tuesday's city council meeting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Auburn's magical season ends in heartbreak. The Bay Bears begin their final season in Mobile. And Kyle Busch beats his brother at Bristol. 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers came so close to advancing to their first ever national championship game, but they fell to the Virginia Cavaliers on Saturday night, 63-62 in the Final Four. The Tigers led 31-28 at halftime without much help from their two top scorers, Jared Harper and Bryce Brown. Harper and Brown turned it around in the second half, and the Tigers held a 62-60 lead with 7 seconds to play. Virginia's Ty Jerome dribbled up the court and lost the ball off of his foot before picking it up and being fouled by Brown. After the game, it was determined that Jerome should have been called for a double dribble, but that the referees missed the call. That would be overshadowed just seconds later as UVA inbounded the ball with 1.5 seconds left, and Kyle Guy took a potential game-winning shot from the corner.
It's Guy from the corner, for the win! Hold on! Did I hear a whistle?
Wow.
We got a foul call!
Guy would go on to drain all 3 of his free throws,
unreal,
sending Auburn home and UVA to the national championship game. Auburn's Samir Dowdy did bump Guy with his hip as he was attempting the shot, but the question most fans had after the game was why make that call when the referees had been letting foul calls go all game? Here's Bruce Pearl speaking about the foul after the loss.
Let's not remember this game because of just how it ended. Let's remember 2 teams that played really hard, that only had 13 turnovers combined, and it was a great college basketball game.
Regardless of the end-game controversy, the Auburn Tigers' greatest season in program history has now come to a close. They finished the season with a record of 30 wins and 10 losses and the first Final Four berth in school history. Tonight in the national championship game, Virginia faces number 3 seed Texas Tech after the Red Raiders defeated number 2 seed Michigan State 61-51 on Saturday. The game's set to tip off at 8:20 p.m., Virginia favored by 1.5 points. The women's NCAA champion was decided last night with Baylor defeating Notre Dame 82-81 in a nail-biter. Baylor led by 17 in a dominant first half, but they let that lead slip away to Notre Dame in the final 20 minutes before the Lady Bears held on to win. Baylor finishes as champions with a 37-1 record, their first national title in 7 years, and their 3rd in program history. In college baseball over the weekend, the South Alabama Jaguars went 1-2 in a 3-game series against number 19-ranked Coastal Carolina. The Jags fell 4-9 in the first game of a Saturday doubleheader, but won the second game of the day 8-4 before falling in Sunday's series finale 14-5. This Wednesday, another tough game for the Jags. They travel to Starkville, Mississippi to play number 5-ranked Mississippi State. The Jags softball team was swept by Coastal Carolina over the weekend, dropping their record this season to 12-24. They'll try to snap a 5-game losing streak this Wednesday when Troy comes to town. The Mobile Bay Bears began their final season in Mobile with a doubleheader against Pensacola on Friday after Thursday's game was delayed for weather. Bay Bears lost both games Friday and another on Saturday before picking up their first win of the season yesterday 2-1 in extra innings. The Bay Bears and Blue Wahoos wrap up the 5-game series tonight at the Hank with a 6:35 p.m. start. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway for his third win of the season. Kyle edged out his brother Kurt Busch, who finished in second place, followed by Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, and Denny Hamlin. And in golf, in the final tournament before the Masters this week at Augusta, Corey Connors won the Valero Texas Open with a score of 20 under par for the tournament, two shots ahead of second place Charlie Hoffman. It was the first PGA Tour victory of Connors' career. 10 till 8 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Slow near Baker High School on Airport Boulevard, Theodore Dawes Road. You've seen the radar also along Spring Hill, Dolphin, and Moffitt. 65 starting sea delays, but no new wrecks in the roadways. They've got heavier traffic from 31 and 181 near the Eastern Shore Center, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Looking for a floor that performs for your lifestyle? Call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they were recently voted number one in the whole state. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. And this just coming in at the text or the phone line here at 343-0106, which, by the way, that works for a text or a call. You can contact us throughout the show, 343-0106, text or call. I-10 east of Rangeline. Slowed way down. That's another one of those spots in our area that's just that area from Rangeline to the 65 interchange is just always an issue, and it is this morning as well.
Yeah, a parking lot, according to the caller. So
that's no fun.
Real slow. I-10 east of Rangeline Road.
Okay, I'm sure that's eastbound. Yeah, eastbound of Rangeline. 7:53. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Alabama's Redstone Arsenal, right now being considered as one of six military sites to house a new U.S. Space Command. According to an Air Force memorandum, four Colorado sites and one California base are also on that list. A closer look at the numbers, the command could bring as many as 1,450 personnel to Redstone, which is home to the Missile Defense Agency, Army Aviation and Missile Command, and NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. According to the Associated Press, the locations being considered were selected based on cost, co-location with an existing military organization that would become a component of the Future Space Command, access to a C-18 aircraft capable airfield, communications connectivity, administration buildings, and available base support. That same list also identified Redstone Space and Missile Defense Command as one of the existing military components that will be assigned to the Space Command. The Space Force, meantime, would fall under the Air Force. March Madness may be in its final few hours, but Callahan's Irish Social Club in Mobile has already hit the game-winning shot. Garden and Gun magazine announced on Friday that Callahan's is the winner of its bracket-style South's Favorite Bar competition. So the challenge started with 32 Southern bars paired in head-to-head matchups over the course of 3 weeks, and then there were two. Callahan's and Players Retreat in Raleigh, North Carolina, lauded by Garden and Gun as a repository of the largest single malt collection in the state. Callahan's owner John Thompson says, quote, "It's been cool to see our group come together over this. Our regulars just took over, spreading the word, voting every hour. Technically, I'm the owner of the bar, but they really own it, you know?" The only other Alabama venue in the bracket was the Garage in Birmingham. Why, you ask? Because the Floribama was mistakenly listed as being in Pensacola. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, congratulations to the crew at Callahan's, not only John and Richie and the whole crew there. How about the people that work there? Make that place fantastic. One of my favorites. And it's a good family place, too. We go there, the full crew, for some burgers and for the Irish dip. And Daddy may have a Guinness or two while we're there. It's a great place. A lot of fun. Congratulations to those folks. And as I said, I mean, the best bar in the South. And we got pictures up, photographs of me, photographs of the wife and I in there. So
that's awesome. It's a good thing. You've won an award.
Yeah.
By Callahan.
That's really how they won the award, I think, is those photographs in there. Just saying, John. you can thank me later for the help. All right. So last night, it was the rebranded ACMs, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a whole new kind of look to it or whatever. Keith Urban won Entertainer of the Year at the ACMs. Other big winners, Dan and Shay or Dan plus Shay?
I think Dan and Shay.
Okay, because they had the plus sign here, who took home 3 trophies.
And I always thought that was I'm not too hip on the pop country sound. Yeah, I always thought that was a guy and a girl, but it was two guys.
Two dudes.
So I saw him in New Orleans. That's when I figured it out.
From the singing, you can't tell?
I didn't really listen falsetto. To the songs. I just showed up to the country fest in New Orleans, and I was like, oh, it's not a guy and a girl. It's two guys.
I wish I could pretend that I love the new country. I can't. It's just not. I mean, occasionally there's a song that's okay, but 95% of the time, I don't get it.
No, I'm all about, you know, early 2000s, 90s, and beyond, before that.
All right. Reba McEntire hosted the show, so that's pretty good. You got Reba there. Miranda Lambert was there. Ashley McBride showed talent, they said, bringing the crown to the feet with an acoustic version of Girl Going Nowhere, and she traded lines with Eric Church during his political protest song, The Snake. Little Big Town was there? Weren't they on, like, Star Search or something like that?
Little Big Town's good.
But Kacey Musgraves, this is what was awesome. I think she is great. She won Top Female Artist. So let's head out with some Kacey. And we'll be right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next.